Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Does this one feel a little bigger, maybe, in this moment?
I mean, not necessarily. I put every single season in it as its own season. Every team's different. You get new guys. You get guys that have to step up in different roles. And so I just go about my business and just try to prepare everybody to be in the best possible situations to succeed. And obviously, it'll be awesome. I think it'll be something I look back at the end of my career if we're able to go out there and get that three-peat. But at the same time, you just treat it as one season and one Super Bowl run, which is always hard to do.
To be the champs, you got to beat the champs. And we didn't do it tonight.
Well, we got another good one. And, it happened again. Tight ball game. Chiefs win, going to another Super Bowl. Chiefs and Eagles. A lot of stuff to get to, folks. We get up this morning. Tyreek Hill couldn't help himself. He's talking finally. And we're going to have that for you as much as we can. We're going to have to clean some things up. It might take a few minutes this morning to get that done. And Jimmy Butler, here we go again, man. Here we go again. The two-game suspension is over. He loves this city, but he won't play by the rules of the team, and he won't play hard. But he loves everything about here. He loves it, but you didn't give me a two-year extension for $113 million. And here we are 10, 11 days now away from the trade deadline, actually next Thursday. And so the drama continues tonight, man. Does the team do something to keep him off the court? Do they throw him right back in there and go, let's see what you look like tonight? I heard so many stupid things. I really, for people in our business, sometimes we just say stupid stuff. And so I don't know if anybody heard this, but now they're saying folks out in Phoenix are trying to say that the NBA doesn't want Jimmy Butler to play in Phoenix because then they would have the best big three and they could make a run at a championship. He's the missing piece. He's a guy who can defend and play hard, a two-way player. He's that third option to go with, obviously, Kevin Durant and everything else. And I'm going, wow. So we're going to throw this on the NBA and nothing to do with matching up contracts and maybe the Heat waiting to get a little better offer for Jimmy Quits to see what's going to happen there. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, man. What a night. Last night, it was, it's funny. So you don't know on these games. Listen, man, I didn't know the Eagles were going to just absolutely hammer the Commanders. I had no idea. And it was a fairly good game for a while, but the running game, they could throw it. Defensively, Vic Fangio, who, by the way, is a really good defensive coordinator, got four takeaways yesterday. 10, by the way, in three games in these playoffs so far. As the number one defense in the NFL. How about that one, too? So, and the running game, and Saquon Barkley starts the game with that long run and everything else. So getting ready for the second game, and it's one of the few times I'm sitting there with the family watching the game and got the notepad there just to write myself a few notes. And my wife goes, so what's going to happen in this game? And I said, get ready. If you're going to stay around as long as it's close, you're going to be watching this whole game because this is the way the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills play. And sure enough, right right down to the wire. A few plays made by Kansas City, which in tight ball games, this is what Kansas City does. This is how they've been winning for a while now. Get that fourth down stop on that quarterback sneak. And whether it was close or not, and they, as soon as they reviewed it, it was like, there's no way they can overturn this. It's going to call it short. It's just a bunch of people, and he didn't get very much movement. And then, obviously, Patrick Mahomes takes his guys down, and they get some points. And then, listen, man, you can say whatever you want. We may disagree on this morning. It was kind of downplayed early after it happened. But Tony Romo did a really good job of saying Dalton Kincaid just dropped that football on just an absolutely great effort by Josh Allen off a Kansas City blitz, one of the two or three best defensive coordinators in football. They run an all-out blitz. Josh Allen going backwards, throws it 35 yards in the air, running straight backwards, throws it 35 yards, and everybody thought he was throwing it up to the wind. He was throwing it towards Dalton Kincaid, who had a chance to come back, and he dropped the ball. Listen, I'm not saying it's the Baltimore Ravens drop that we saw, but it's a bad drop. I'm sorry. There's not a college or NFL team. There are probably not too many college coaches that go in the next day that don't think to themselves, my guy should have caught that ball. Even high school. Coming back. Goes right through his hands. Just all he's got to do is catch that ball. It's not about running. It's not about getting hit. You just got to come back, and you didn't have to pick it off the ground. It was high enough for you to get your body on it, and he dropped it. Dalton Kincaid dropped that fourth down play. Would have put him on the Kansas City 35 with a lot of time left, just under 2 minutes. And plenty of time to not only kick a field goal, but maybe keep that drive going and close out Kansas City. But it didn't happen. And it was Kansas City that made all the plays. And Mahomes turned into a runner yesterday like we haven't seen for a while. He does this, by the way, as soon as the playoffs start. And he needs to run. He takes off and goes. Had a couple of touchdown runs. Threw for one. And Kansas City is right back in the Super Bowl again against the Eagles. And, of course, the Eagles in the cold weather running the ball, actually threw the ball real well too, and all those one-on-one matchups. It's going to be a tough one. It should be a hell of a game. Should be a hell of a game, the Eagles and the Chiefs, because the Eagles are going to try to get physical with the Chiefs too. And so we'll see what happens there. But I do want to make it clear that you got to make plays like the Dalton Kincaid play late in games if you're going to beat them. You got to make those short field goals that Kansas City blocks. You've got to do that if you're going to, you know, in all these games, and it gets loud, and the quarterback fumbles, and all the things that have happened this year where Denver and Las Vegas have had chances at Kansas City to beat them, and last night they had their chances. Once again, Buffalo had their chances to win that game. And I really believe late in those games, Kansas City expects to win them no matter what happens. They expect their defense to get a stop. They did. And they actually got two stops in the fourth quarter. Two fourth down stops. And they expect to make all the plays. They have great play calling. They dial them up on both sides of the ball the right time. And they also sign guys and get guys playing more than anybody else in the league. Kareem Hunt sitting at home gets a call. Juju Smith-Schuster, how many teams has he been on? And now he's out catching footballs and as a kind of a frontline receiver for that team. And the one thing that's consistent at the end of the day, no matter what, Patrick Mahomes, we can sit and say he got lots of calls and everybody's having fun with that. And I saw some guys, some Kevin Hart stuff was actually pretty funny. But Patrick Mahomes is just a different level. Different level when it comes to winning at a level only known to very few men maybe Tom Brady-ish like. But, yeah, that was it. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst, the number one team, was working last night. Charles is going to join us this morning, and we'll talk some football with him as well as the Senior Bowl coming up. And, of course, University of Miami's got four players playing in the Senior Bowl. And so we'll talk to him about that and get his take. He did a lot of Kansas City Chiefs games this year, and as well as Buffalo's games. And so we'll talk to him about some of that stuff coming up and talk more about these games. But you see a lot of faces that looked pretty familiar last night, didn't you? A couple of guys you're going, wow, we had him. Did you do that a few times? Besides Vic Fangio, obviously, as a defensive coordinator, who, by the way, I guess is, he must not be a grumpy old man that doesn't know what he's doing now. I don't hear any of his guys whining about the defenses he runs or anything. Do you? Anybody else out there here? Anybody bitching about Vic Fangio's defenses in Philly? Huh? Like here? It's amazing, isn't it? Amazing. All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, as a lot of news. And as I said, stay with us because we're going to have some Tyreek Hill, who finally comes out on social media on this Twitch video. And it's kind of hard to get everything in there because he threw out F-bombs and he did lots of things. But he wants to let you know he busts his butt every day. But he had a strong message for the organization in between everything. And so we'll talk about some of the good and bad of Tyreek Hill during the show as well. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning. Yeah, ED, low T. Man, if you're going through it right now, don't be embarrassed. If you're tired all the time, if your sex drive is gone, if you're not working out like you used to and you're just thinking, well, it's probably normal. I'm working and stressed out and I'm just tired a lot. And hey, you probably have ED and low T. And if you do, you're not alone. Matter of fact, every man, sooner or later, all of our bodies are different, but starting as early as your late 30s to early 40s, it starts where it's pretty obvious, right into your, hit me in my 60s and hit me hard. But Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of all of it, man. There's just a great solution for the new year for you to get off and get ready to go and get off the couch and start rolling again, man. And if you're going through some of these things where you're constantly tired, energy level's low, you're not working out like you used to. And by the way, usually when you're not active, you start to gain weight. And if you're ready to stop and get going in the other direction like you used to when you felt better and you were a little bit younger, hey man, Atlantic Men's Clinic's got a great program. All they do in a real professional way is knock out ED and low T like nobody's business, man. Hey, I always tell everybody, I want you, if you're serious about it, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Schedule a consultation. The first appointment's the most important one because you get all your testing done, the T, the PSA test. Not only that, you meet with their professionals. You set up that appointment. They have six locations. We're going to have more coming soon. And call them, 877-455-7300. Guaranteed great results with a program they'll put together after they look at your numbers. Then you decide if you want to do it or not. 877-455-7300. I had great results. I've been sharing it with the world. I had ED and low T, and it is gone. AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information. Set up that first appointment today.
All right, Joe, we have a few things we are doing this week here. Let me start with this one. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guest Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and Gavin. Oh, that can't be right.
Just stick with them. Just stick with Morgan, okay?
Gavin Adcock, is that right?
I don't friggin' know.
That's what it says.
But why do you do that? Why do you come on you don't know the name? I'm always curious why you do this. The guy's going
to
sell out.
That one's going to sell out. That one surprised me.
All right.
Anyway, it's at Hard Rock Stadium in July. If you want to enter this contest, you can text the word wall, and it's WALLEN to 20357. For more information on that one, you can go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. They also say do not text and drive. We also, Joe.
Good luck on that one.
Yeah. We have a Vegas contest. We're giving away a trip to Vegas. So we can
what?
We'll get to that one later as we go.
Hello.
We're giving away a trip to Vegas.
You got my attention on that one. You have some good things today. That guy.
This was, yeah, Len was like, I haven't worked in a while. Yeah, I'm going
to get
after
it. He had nothing to do with this. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't even know it's Monday yet. So seriously, stop. But whoever did that, that's fantastic. We got great stuff, folks, for you. Those hot tickets, you know that guy's going to fill up that stadium twice. Remember how we used to talk about artists that can fill up a stadium? That's one of them. That guy is hot right now. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff going on here, and with all the football, and I don't know about you, but I wish Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes could play each other twice a year. Which, by the way, Josh Allen wins the regular season, and then Patrick Mahomes wins the playoff games is pretty much what it's been so far. But, man, that game, you know, you talk about a couple of plays, and that's what it really came to last night. It really did. It comes down to a fourth down stop. On fourth and that Josh Allen running the ball, dropping back. I hate that thing. I have gone from really liking because Philly's so good at it, although Philly got stopped a few times too on that quarterback sneak with people behind you and shoving you and trying to get it. And Josh Allen likes to dip to his left, and that thing got stuffed a couple of times last night. In short yardage and that fourth down situation. And then, listen, man, that Dalton Kincaid, that's a drop. And I know he's kind of getting a hall pass like a lot of people just because TV didn't do a very good job of showing it. It looked like Josh Allen kind of threw it up, just, you know, running backwards and threw it up like somebody go get it and help me out here. And actually, he threw it between the defenders, and his guy has a chance to come back, and he drops it. I mean, that's not.
It's still a tough catch.
It's not. I mean,
he
it's really
it up
not.
In the air. He was sideways.
It's really not. I'm just telling you, and I appreciate that.
I'm trying to give the guy a little bit of a break. It's still a tough catch, but like, Joe, they need to get Josh Allen some help out there, man. He looks like he, at times, is out there by himself.
Yes.
He's got no one.
And well, he does.
And I don't want to say discount James
Cook.
James
Cook played his ass off.
He did, but they got to get that guy some help, man.
But I'm just going to tell you.
When your best receiver is Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman.
No,
Keon Coleman is like, he's not even playing, essentially.
Yeah.
Like
he did not look great last night.
Just need some help out there.
But look at. With what you had last night, and we can talk about the future if that's what everybody's going to go to. And listen, Buffalo's got a hell of a team. And Josh Allen has played his ass off last night like Patrick Mahomes did. But Dalton Kincaid has got to catch that football. You're not going to get hit. All you got to do is come back and catch the ball. He didn't have to catch it off the ground where you trap the ball and, you know, That ball, as he was coming back, he had a foot off the ground, going down low, diving down low. It's a catch he's made before over and over again, and you've got to make it. And he didn't even come close to making that catch. It kind of ricocheted off his body and couldn't make that catch. But make no mistake about it, at any level, I don't know about high school coaches, if a high school coach, that's a drop. And that's a drop when that guy is running for his life on fourth down and tries to make a play, as Woody says, Kansas City just getting after him. So anyway, hey, all that matters now is the Chiefs win that game 32-29, and the Eagles just put it together. 7 rushing touchdowns. My God, Saquon Barkley starts the game with a ridiculous run. And great blocking, and then the spin move, and off to the races he goes for 60 yards. And Jalen Hurts had a 4-touchdown game, 7 rushing touchdowns. 7 rushing touchdowns in a game. And oh, by the way, it's in a NFC championship game. 7. Unheard of. And Jalen Hurts looked the best I've seen him look in a long time for the guy that was supposed to have that bad knee that everybody was talking about. Commanders turned it over 4 times. Vic Fangio's defense now against Green Bay, the Rams, and Washington, the three games they've won in playoffs, have 10 takeaways defensively. Wow. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. We should have one hell of a Super Bowl. It should be one hell of a game. And you look at the Eagles and you go, you know, the Eagles really should have a chance to win this game. And, you know, they look like could have a better overall roster, honestly. Maybe not even close. But that quarterback neutralizes everything. That Patrick Mahomes, you don't have to make him all pro or pro bowl or anything else. He is at a different level, and we saw the Mahomes that made some great runs, and by the way, wasn't looking to slide when he got close to the end zone. And he got popped a few times, but he got after it. He knew that this game was for the Super Bowl with a little time off in between, and he played like it. He played like it last night. We've got a lot of other stuff. We told you about Tyreek Hill. Everybody's been kind of waiting to hear from Tyreek Hill. So he was on Twitch video and on social media and talking about his season frustration and how he was just frustrated with his comments and everything else. But, Woody, do we have that? Here's a pretty strong message of what we can play without all the cursing.
What y'all had heard at the end of the season is frustration, bro. Like, dude, like, bro, I've been winning my whole life, bro. I don't understand, bro. Like, I bust my ass every day. So I deserve to feel like that. I deserve to have some kind of opinion. Y'all just want me to say, oh well, get them next year. Nah, that. We got to come back. Like, we got to put some pressure on. Like, hey, bro. Like, y'all got to fix this, bro. Like, come on. Ask dogs in this. I compete. Like, I love to compete, bro.
Y'all have to fix this. Come on, man. Add some dogs. With a lot of stuff in between. Hey, man, one thing doesn't change, Tyreek. One thing doesn't change, and I get it. I get your frustration. I get it. I saw it. I understand. But you quit in the fourth quarter of a game no matter what when your guys are still playing, when Jalen Waddle's wondering where his sidekick is out there. And so you say whatever you want. Nobody's going to make more money the next 2 years than you are. With $106 million guaranteed over 3 years. You got your first chunk of it, and you'll get the rest the next 2 years. And they want you? Hell, I want you. I think most fans want you. But this thing and about your used to winning, hey, man, good for you. And I'm guessing, if we're to be honest, it's got to kill Tyreek Hill to watch Kansas City winning with that group of guys at wide receiver they have. Knowing that could have been him. But you had to go one way or the other. You had to take their offer or take the money here. You took the money here, like everybody, like Jimmy Butler says, I know you like it here. Everybody likes it here. But, man, you can't quit. You can't do that in the fourth quarter. Just not acceptable. I don't care if you're losing. As long as you're in there and they want you in there, you can't use that wrist when you want to, or, you know, when it's at your convenience. And so anyway, that was yesterday. Here a couple days ago, his frustration of everything. And he busts his butt. He does work hard. I've been told by guys that I trust nobody practices like that guy. That guy gets after it when he practices. But I don't know, man. This stuff, like you're throwing it on everybody else. And they won't say anything to him. I mean, he pretty much once again called out everybody in, who picks players. Of course, we're kind of doing that ourselves, to be honest. Maybe that's good. How'd you take that, Woody? I took that was, hey, Chris, let's get me some guys that play like me.
I took it as he probably should stop doing this stuff. I mean, that's kind of my first takeaway, is he should stop talking about, you know, this kind of stuff right now. I don't think he needs to be in the news, does he?
No.
That was my first takeaway, but yeah, I mean, obviously I agree with you. He's definitely calling out you know, the team, but like,
give me some dogs.
Hey, man, you're a problem. You're part of the problem, though, my friend.
That's true.
Like,
that's true. By the way,
you know,
that is. And I don't think he sees that. I don't think he thinks what he did in the fourth quarter. Nothing's wrong.
It's not just the fourth quarter. It was all season, Joe. Like he is part of the problem, and you know. I don't know, man. I don't know if he watches the game yesterday and he was like, wow, I came to Miami for the money. I could have been a part of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm guessing that kills him.
Oh, they wanted him. I think they wanted to keep him, but here's the
not
money
at his
we
price,
have. No,
yeah.
Not at his price. No.
And that's what you have to do if you want to stay on a team like that. So,
hey, we got to go to break here. We've got more stuff to get to. Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst, going to join us up early this morning after last night's games. We'll talk to Charles. Got a busy week coming up, I believe. He's going to be involved in the Senior Bowl like he is every year. Right now, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Driving in that new and so cool to drive 2025 Chevy Colorado, Chevy trucks. Oh, my gosh. And, yes, I love talking about my Tahoe, my brand new Tahoe. It's got everything you need. It really does, man. It's so roomy. It's comfortable. Got some trips coming up. Man, I can't wait. And I always tell everybody this. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, because I do like talking about the truck family and the SUV family, boy, I'll tell you, they got something for everybody. With 14 stores conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, you're in for a real pleasant and great surprise when you test drive that new Chevy Colorado, powerful and performance ready with easy to reach tech features. Maybe it's about Silverado trucks, man. Impressive for towing and powerful engines that can tow anything you have for work or for pleasure. They got you going. Man, it's like they make the Silverado truck absolutely perfect for you. Chevy Silverado, Colorado, and Tahoe. What do you need, man? You got everything you need. Chevy trucks will get the job done, work or play. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you covered. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. See your South Florida Chevy dealers. Do it today.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, it's been a while since we've talked to Charles Davis, CBS NFL analyst, and also busy week with the Senior Bowl working, I believe, for NFL Network, where Charles does a lot of great stuff and has been a good friend to us for a long, long time. Charles, good morning, man. What a friggin' game last night, huh?
It certainly was. Good morning to you, Joe. And I think the football gods told all the incredible football people that love the game so. We gave you a blowout in the first one. We gave you one that, you know, the intrigue went out the window pretty quickly. And we're going to give you a classic. And two teams that have played classics over time continue to play classics. Although one has the major heartbreak, and let's face it, they'll trade all their regular season success this team for just one in the playoffs. I'm not talking about them beating them multiple times. Just can we have one in the playoffs, please? And they have not had that yet. It's been so unfortunate because those games have been terrific, and I don't think it's hyperbole, Joe. I listened to Jim Nance and Tony Romo, and they opened the show. And they evoked Brady versus Manning, you know, those types of games. Well, early on in that one, it was Peyton Manning who had the heartbreak, right? They couldn't get over the hump,
right.
Couldn't find a way. Finally found their way through. Buffalo still looking for that. Josh Allen now in the Peyton Manning role. And, of course, Mahomes continues to chase down Tom Brady.
You know, I got to ask you, and I know we have these conversations on radio last month or two about who's the MVP and this and that, and who's your all-pro and who's your – all I know is it all starts with Patrick Mahomes. We can talk about Lamar and Josh and Joe and all the rest of them, but, boy, Patrick Mahomes still level, isn't he? Just comes through with all the big plays.
He is, Joe, and, you know, and I'm pretty sure I didn't have to be in that conversation to know what that conversation entailed. Because I think it was the type of conversation that happened all across the country and anywhere we talked football. You can debate, you know, Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen this year for the MVP, and whoever wins it is a deserving winner. If you awarded the thing after the playoffs, I think Josh Allen would walk with the award. Somehow I feel like Lamar Allen is going to win it. But I have no quibble, no quarrel about that at all. You could have thrown in Joe Burrow. If Cincinnati had made the playoffs, Joe Burrow would have been a legit contender for MVP. But every year, you're just loaning the trophy out to someone else because Patrick Mahomes is the MVP each and every year. It's like Michael Jordan. You could have handed him that MVP every year in the NBA, and there really couldn't have been much of a kick. But I think people are like, I can't give it to him every year. So who else is out there and has done well? And that's what you do. But as you said, it all starts and ends with him right now. And now Philadelphia gets their shot to knock them off the pedestal, knock them off the ledge. And they have a good shot at doing it. But Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, this is special. This is just like the Brady run. And I reminded a Patriots fan who was grousing about, I'm tired of Kansas City. And I just started laughing. They're like, why are you laughing? I said, you're a Patriots fan. Yeah. You know how people were watching you win it all the time? Just stop.
Yeah, sitting down here in South Florida, we know about that too, because it's turned from Tom Brady's now handoff to Josh Allen here in the AFC East. So we're very familiar, and so are you doing a lot of those games. I thought at the end, I'm not trying to be mean, Dalton Kincaid had a very catchable football at the end of that game on that great effort. I know some people are going to say, wow, it was a really tough catch. And I'm like, not for an NFL guy that catches footballs for a living. You got it. That's what Kansas City does. They make those plays and you didn't. Do you agree?
I agree. And isn't it really unfortunate? Unfortunate is probably the wrong word, Joe. And I know that the word irony is probably used incorrectly, and that's probably used incorrectly by me especially. So I'm trying to figure out what the right word is, so help me out if you can, wordsmith. But 1 week ago, that was Mark Andrews, and Buffalo advanced.
Yeah.
1 week later, it's their own tight end, a first-round pick, a terrific player, Dalton Kincaid, who could have kept them in the fight.
Yeah,
because with Andrews, they advanced because he dropped it. But if he caught it, we might have played overtime. And who knows what would have happened during that time frame. So very interesting time. And by the way, I would take both of those tight ends anytime, any day. They just dropped footballs that normally you would expect them to catch.
That's correct. Hey, I got to ask you this one. I think the Eagles, and I'm jumping way ahead of myself here because the game's not for 2 weeks. I think Eagles overall have a better roster than the Chiefs. And we probably say that a lot, but the great neutralizer is, of course, the guy we always talk about in Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, the coaching staff's got to get a lot of credit, too, on both sides. Would you agree with that? Eagles loaded that big, strong offensive line starts with that.
Yeah, I said it before the playoffs even began, said it as we advanced each round. And I don't think it was a John Nash statement. I don't think this is some beautiful mind coming up with something no one else has. I think it's pretty simple. The best roster is the Philadelphia Eagles. Man for man, top to bottom. The best roster. I don't think there's any question about it. And that offensive line. The baby of the offensive line in terms of weight is 320 pounds, Joe. That's the baby. Okay, Jordan Mailata is so big and massive that when he runs up to the huddle, he makes Lane Johnson look like a mortal. Lane Johnson is a monster.
Big man. Yes.
Okay, so I'm with you totally on that. Now, you mentioned Kansas City coaching staff, obviously Mahomes. But the other thing is their defense. I know it was a lot of points yesterday. It was that type of a game. But when it's time to score points, Kansas City really makes it difficult for you. I think Buffalo made some questionable decisions about going for two and this, that, and everything. I know my colleagues thought it was a good idea to go for two. I'm screaming at the TV, quit chasing points.
Me too.
And I think it tells you where you and I are, Joe, and how we were raised in the game versus how analytics has crept into the game and in a lot of ways taken over. Analytics have crept into the game so much that the criticism about chasing points is almost non-existent anymore. It used to be if you chase points and didn't get them and lost a ball game, that was kind of the lead the next day. Now, because analytics are so prevalent, I think coaches have cover to do things they shouldn't do.
I think
it used to get you in big trouble. Now it doesn't get you in big trouble. That game ended, and I didn't sit in a stay-up, Joe, and watch a lot of shows or what have you. I heard almost no one talk about Buffalo chasing points. And in the past, like 5 years ago, they'd be Sean McDermott would be up at the podium, and we'd be like, okay, well, let me get this straight. You had it at 21-17. You took the points off. Now it's 21-16. Now you're chasing. Well, why?
Yeah.
Among other things.
You know,
say what year I'm going.
Boy, I agree with you. And then on top of that, all the fourth down, everybody got super aggressive now. And I think a lot of that's analytics, too, saying, oh, they've already got percentages and plays and what their percentage of success rate is, and following up with that stuff, too. I got to tell you, the other guy, Vic Fangio. Last year we had drama down here, and some of the guys didn't like him. They apparently like him a lot in Philadelphia. 10 takeaways in the playoffs and the number one defense in the regular season. How about that?
I would posit this, Joe. I'm on the outside looking in, and this is something me and my partners, Ian Eagle and Evan Washburn, talk about. Let's not, in our position, try and act like we know more than what we know. When we go to these places to talk with coaching staffs and talk with players, we try to remember that they do this each and every day, right? This is what they're doing. This is what they're talking about. This is what they're planning, strategy, et cetera. They're not going to tell us everything, so we're guessing a lot of the time. So when we come out and people come up with this absolute definitive, it was like this, it was like that, the answer is, you know, you really don't know. You're not there. You as a player know this, Joe, and you can tell people that. I don't know what the final word is and what happened in Miami with Vic Fangio and what was going on. But I do know that what he has done this year in Philadelphia might make me have to have a little bit of pause about where I was last year and what I was doing about receiving messages and taking coaching. That's all I would say.
Yeah.
I'd have to look back and go, okay, did I handle that correctly? Because the answer may be yes. Maybe it was Vic. I don't know. But the evidence kind of points in the other direction.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you. I know you do the Senior Bowl every year, and it's Senior Bowl week. We got four players from University of Miami going to be at the Senior Bowl this year are there. I got to ask you about the other guy, Cam Ward. I know you've had a chance. I know he's not at the Senior Bowl. Is he the first quarterback taken or still more to be seen? Because there's some quarterbacks you're going to see this week that are pretty good too.
It's going to go down to the wire, Joe, as always, and it depends on what each team decides to do, quote-unquote, because I don't think we're done with the selection order for picking. This is like Back to the Future. When John Robinson was the GM of Tennessee, they had the number one overall pick at one point, and people asked him, would he be interested in trading it? And his answer was for a king's ransom.
Yeah.
And he got a king's ransom, and that number one pick turned out to be Jared Goff to the Los Angeles Rams. Tennessee picked eighth, I believe, and took Jack Conklin, who was an all-pro his first year at right tackle. My point being, brand-new GM there, Mike Borgonzoni coming from Kansas City, Chad Brinker running football ops now with the change from Rand Carthon, Brian Callahan, second-year head coach. I don't think there's a consensus quarterback that you're just diving off the top board to go get this year. So that means they're in play. But I don't know that they get a king's ransom this year if indeed they trade the pick. So that's where it's going to be interesting. Right now it's Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, pick your guy. I will tell you this. I'm going to see Jackson Dart from Ole Miss this week at the Senior Bowl. I would not rule him out of being the best quarterback in this draft, even though he will not be the first quarterback taken.
Yeah. Wow, it's always fun, right? It's once again, the quarterback conversation, everybody's still looking for that franchise quarterback if you don't have one, like we saw yesterday, a bunch of them, and just how special they are. Hey, it's great, Charles. Thank you so much, bud. Really appreciate you being with us this morning, and I appreciate it. It's been way too long. Thanks.
Hey, Joe, I appreciate it a bunch. I'll just leave it with this. Everyone says you can get your quarterback almost any time because Tom Brady skewed it with being a six-round pick. Go back and look at what round the quarterbacks in the Final Four were taken. The lowest was a two, and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Everyone else is a one. you're going to find your quarterback early, or you're not likely to find him. It's that simple.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch these guys. We'll be watching the Senior Bowl. Charles, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Joe. You take care of yourself, my friend.
All right. Charles Davis, CBS Sports NFL, and he'll be on all the coverage this week for the Senior Bowl on NFL Network as it turns to. By the way, the Senior Bowl now has top juniors as well. The guys that haven't played recently in bowl games will be out there. So it's a pretty impressive lineup on both sides, on both rosters there. Hey, I got to tell you who else is impressive every day. Baptist Health South Florida. Man, I love talking about one of the best and the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, I can tell you where a lot of athletes go. But yes, Inter-Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, go to Baptist Health South Florida. Oh, no, 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 no. Athletes from all over the country make their way here to see the top specialists that they put together. And that's what makes you one of the top sports medicine programs. It's all about the great doctors and great facilities they have that you're going to be impressed with. And they've seen every kind of injury. So if you and your family are going through a bad knee injury or shoulder or foot and ankle or hand or back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, any of those things happen to happen. And you know how this works, right? The more competitive we are, the more chances are we're going to get hurt sooner or later, just like every professional athlete. It's going to happen. And we got great facilities for you, folks. We've got Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. We got a Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility. And in Broward County, so easy to get to, 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys,